This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo. Klaviyo helps brands build relationships across any distance, delivering email marketing moments your customers will appreciate, remember, and share in good times and bad. And since it's all driven by real-time e-commerce data, you can make sure every interaction feels more personal. When you have a 360-degree view of a customer, the growth possibilities are endless. Visit klaviyo.com/ducttape to schedule a demo. That's klaviyo.com/ducttape.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz and I've got another solo show for you today. I know I've been doing a lot of these lately, but I guess I just find myself with a lot I want to say. So hopefully you're enjoying them. I hear from you. You tell me you're enjoying the solo shows, so I'll keep doing them. Today I want to talk about what I think is probably the highest payoff marketing activity right now. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world. It is mid-May 2020 as I record this, and a lot of people are looking around for things to do, what they should be doing marketing-wise, and I want to talk about the thing that I've talked about it a lot before, but I think it's even particularly relevant today. So obviously, a lot of businesses are being displaced during this kind of game-changing time. Hopefully, you're not one of them. But one of the things that few people are talking about is that with this massive changes being experienced by businesses, they're also being experienced by customers of those businesses. So in other words, buyers are being displaced from long-time providers for simply choosing this disruption as a time to rethink how they find and choose and buy from and remain loyal to the businesses that they patronize. So there's really never, or at least not in my lifetime, been an environment in which more customers were being forced into changing their purchase behaviors. And that's really the opportunity that I want to talk about. I think some businesses still are out there talking about ways to remake themselves, but I want to suggest that right now is the time to look inward, to seek referrals from your existing customers and potential strategic partners as the primary lead generation initiative. It almost doesn't matter what business you're in. So I want to talk about a couple of ways that you can take advantage of this. The first one is it's seemingly simple, but so few people do it. Ask your customers. I mean, first and foremost, communicate with them right now. Hopefully you have been communicating with them, maybe over-communicating with them. But there are chances that right now they're being asked by friends and neighbors and colleagues for new resources. I mean, I belong to a number of Facebook groups, and it seems like that's been one of the primary activities is people asking for, you know, do you know anybody who does X? So take advantage of that. Ask them to keep you in mind for referrals right now. It could be as simple as that, or maybe even run a campaign offering some sort of bonus or incentive for referrals right now, just to get their attention. I used to send out $100 gift certificates or have my clients send out $100 gift certificates to customers and say, hey, give this to a neighbor or a friend if they ever ask you, and we'll give them a discount, and we'll give you one too when it comes back. So now might be the time to crank up a few extra campaigns in that regard. Now, I do think that there's also nothing wrong with telling them why now. So let's face it, people need what you do. So if you're confident that you can help, then I think you're doing a disservice if you don't offer to help. I mean, all that to say really that people, you know, I mean, just tell them. A lot of people have been disrupted, find themselves looking to make a change. You could be that change. I mean, just own it. Be proud of what you do. Seek new strategic partners. This is a good one. This is a big one. So strategic partners, you know, businesses that also know lots of your ideal customers can be a great resource for spreading the word about how awesome you are. Now, this obviously applies more to businesses that sell to businesses, obviously. But if you make a list of you know, other businesses that you admire who might serve the same kind of ideal customer as you, just start having conversations with them about working together. I mean, you can refer each other. You can make introductions or even find ways to co-market to each other's customers. This is a really powerful way to get your name out in front of other people who are looking for new solutions. So as you begin to start reaching out to some of these strategic partners, though, don't just reach out and say, hey, let's work together. Think about ways that you can make the relationship valuable to them first. I mean, could you offer to write a guest blog post or let them do the same on your site? Can you interview them? Could you allow them to co-brand a great piece of content that you currently already have? Could you do a free webinar for your audience? Could you refer customers now? Let me tell you, this is how you get a potential partner's attention. Don't just go to them and say, let's work together. Go to them with something in hand. Go to them with an idea of something that would be of value to them. This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the growth marketing platform most recommended by other business leaders. In uncertain times, supporting your community and growing relationships with your customers is a strategy that will be appreciated, remembered, and shared. In good times and bad, open and empathetic communication with your customers is key. Email is and always will be one of the best channels for delivering these communications. Visit klaviyo.com/ducttape to schedule a demo. That's klaviyo.com/ducttape. Now, lastly, I want to end on this idea of teaching referrals. No matter what you sell, if your ideal customers are businesses and they sell to other businesses, then consider creating a campaign where you actively take some of what maybe I've shared and taught today in this podcast, or some of certainly what you could find out there online about how to get more referrals. So imagine if you put together a networking group of, say, your current clients, and the primary idea of that networking group, whether you did it virtually or you did it someday in person again, the primary purpose was to teach referrals. So you would bring a group together. And it wouldn't necessarily be that you would be, you know, like the BNI groups out there where everybody comes and they give referrals to each other. That might ultimately happen. But what if you just taught them how to generate referrals? You just made that a part of a value added to your relationship. I don't know, maybe someday you charge for it as well. But take your existing customers, bring them together. First off, there's so much benefit in bringing your customers together anyway. They'll actually start thinking of ways to refer you just by virtue of the fact that they can start talking about how great you are and what you did for each other. But if you teach referrals and you make that a part of something that you meet on a monthly basis, and again, I don't care if you're a remodeling contractor or you're a commercial real estate agent, if you start bringing your customers together and talking about ways for them to help grow their businesses, no matter what it is that you do, you are going to get referrals. It's just going to happen. Now, don't make that the primary purpose, even though it ultimately will be the primary result. So take some of these ideas today. Start experimenting with them. There's when I talk about asking your customers, there's about 47 ways that you can ask your customers. You can do it in the process of selling them. You can do it as a bonus. So sign up today and I'll also give you X to give to a friend or a partner. You can do it by way of just monthly mailings. You can put it in your newsletter. You can put it in your email signature. There are lots of ways to start asking. In fact, you should have a dozen ways to start asking. But get your team together, or get your customers together, or get your strategic partners together and start talking about this idea, because I think it's essential over the next 60, 90 days. I think there's a great amount of opportunity to be mined, you know, just based on focusing on this one topic. And I'll just leave you with the idea that if you're thinking, okay, this is great, John, you know, 10 minutes of good ideas, how's that going to change my world? I wrote a book, entire book on the topic, couple hundred pages. So if you want to get a whole bunch of ideas on referrals and teaching referrals, by far and away the cheapest way, I mean obviously if you want to buy the book, great, this is not what this is about, but you know, for $14 or so, you get a couple hundred pages, all kinds of ideas about referrals. So especially if you're going to try to teach this, it's the roadmap for how to teach it. So it's called The Referral Engine. You can buy it wherever you buy books, and that's what I'm going to leave you with today. So hopefully you will get some value from today. Hopefully you'll review this podcast. Hopefully you'll tell friends about, hopefully you'll refer people to this podcast. That would be a great idea. Or to Duct Tape Marketing in general. I love doing this show for you, and I appreciate you listening and tuning in multiple times a week these days. Take care. Hopefully we'll see you when we're back out there on the road again.